God is good
all the time.
All the time.
My dear friends, today we celebrate the second Sunday of Easter, which is also called the Sunday of Divine Mercy. Tomorrow at 2:30 at Queen of the Rosary, we will lead a time of meditation, time of prayer. We're going to have the time also to pray the Divine Mercy Chaplet in front of the Blessed Sacrament. Tomorrow, all are very welcome. Queen of the Rosary, tomorrow, 2:30. Divine Mercy Chaplet in front of the Blessed Sacrament. My dear friends, on this Sunday that concludes the octave of Easter, we hear Jesus claiming peace on us. It is not a salvation or a simple wish. Let me tell you, it is here the gift that is offered to the disciple of Jesus and also to each one of us gathered in this room. This peace is the victory of love over evil. This peace, it is the fruit of God's forgiveness and mercy. Jesus addressed this peace to his disciples who have abandoned him, remember. They have left him alone in front of suffering and death. They felt threatened. They expected to be arrested and condemned at the same time as their master. It is to protect themselves from this danger that they have hidden and locked into this sacred place called the cenacle. It is then that Jesus joined them where they are. He joins them to give them a message of peace. It is the peace of the resurrection. It is here the peace of mercy that forgives, the peace that touches the heart of every man and woman. It is this message of peace that the risen Christ addressed to us also today. We need it because we live in a world that is hostile or indifferent to the Christian faith, and also we live in a world that is now struck by the war between Russia and Ukraine. As we continue to read this today gospel, we discover that Jesus did an even more incredible thing. He sent his disciple on a mission. I quote, "As the Father has sent me, so I sent you." He could have said to himself that he cannot count on them because they are not reliable, they are not trustworthy. Now, despite their weaknesses and betrayal, Jesus today renewed all his confidence to all his disciples and apostles. He gives them his Holy Spirit so that they can spread it in the world. They can spread in the world the forgiveness of sins, that forgiveness that only God can give. Today, as in the past, the church is sent to pass on to men and women the forgiveness of sins. The church mission is to make grow up the kingdom of love and to sow peace in the hearts of every man and woman. Thus, the Spirit of the risen Christ takes away fear into the heart of the apostles. He impels them to leave the upper room. That means to leave their comfort zone, to leave their human securities in order to proclaim the gospel to all. This same Holy Spirit is given to us to bear fruit to our faith in the risen Jesus Christ. We must not longer be afraid to be Christian and to live as a Christian. The Lord Jesus assures us of his presence, and we can always count on him. The apostle in the today gospel responded to Jesus' call. They began to proclaim the good news of the gospel. The first reading shows us an outstanding example of Christian community that have accepted the Lord's mercy. Their meeting with the risen Christ completely changed their life. They understand that they are called to become a community of what? Sharing. A community of prayer. And then also a community of revelation of God. When we gather together as a community, gathered by the risen Lord, we are here to underline three main things. The first one is the sharing, the prayer, and the revelation of God. It is this mercy that we are invited to welcome also in our lives. It is like a light that must shine among men and women to give glory to God. The today's second reading is taken from the book of Revelation. To understand it, one must know that this book was written for persecuted Christians. St. John invites them to stand firm despite the trials they must suffer. The absolute priority is to return to the heart of faith in Christ who died and rose again. That means it is looking at the cross in front of us that we begin to understand all about Jesus and all about our faith and all about the church. By his death and resurrection, Jesus is the conqueror. Jesus is the victor. Jesus is the winner of death and sin. It is with this victory that he wants to associate all of us. This message of hope reaches us in a world where many Christians are persecuted and derided. But the Lord is always there. He joins us in our trials, in our doubts. By a gathering in the church, we learn to recognize in Jesus, my Lord and my God. He asks only to join us, to help us get out of our enclosure and to grow up in the faith. This is a faith that we are invited to proclaim. It is a spring. It is a source of peace, source of joy, source of love. Above all, it is a source of a personal and intimate union with the risen Jesus Christ. And through him, we are united to our Father in heaven. My dear friends, we all need to learn to live again with this merciful love of Jesus. And above all, we are sent to be witnesses and messengers in this world that needs it. But you know, many in our society, many even in this village of El Grove, don't know the mercy of God. The guilty are driven into shame and failure. We Christians are invited after this Mass to adjust to Jesus who wants at all costs to save all men and women, even those who have committed the worst. As he did for the disciples, he sends us after this Mass. But remember, the main job, the main work, it is he who does it. He is always at work, and we are all just the laborers, the maneuvers he uses for the vineyard. To conclude, here is a word that I like from Pope Francis. I quote, God never gets tired of forgiving. The problem is that we get tired. We don't want to. We get tired of asking for forgiveness. God never gets tired of forgiving. The name of God is mercy. Oh Lord, as we gather here in this room, again we ask you, send forth right now your spirit to renew the face of the earth. May he be with us to proclaim to the world that forgiveness is possible, always possible, because of you, because of your resurrection. We say together to our mother, Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and the hour of our death. Amen. Let me take again a time to remind this beautiful sentence from Pope Francis. He said, I quote, God never gets tired of forgiving. The problem is that we get tired. We don't want to. We get tired of asking for forgiveness. God never gets tired of forgiving. The name of God is mercy. God is good all the time. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.